The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. You know, this is the last open phone Friday before the presidential election. This is it. This is the last open phone Friday before the presidential election. So, I would love to open the phones to you today. If you would like to tell us who you're going to be voting for and why, I'd love to hear from you. For president, obviously, but for local races as well. Local Senate, House of Representatives, local races. If you would like to share with us who you're voting for and why, well, this would be the last opportunity you'll have to tell us. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. If you'd like to convince others in our audience who they should vote for, well, here's your chance. Again, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Or, of course, we can talk about anything else you want to as well. So, but before I go any further, I just got to give you some really good news. You know, the Bible League campaign that we started last Thursday, our goal was $12,000. Well, we actually finished the campaign on Wednesday. I don't believe I even gave the phone number yesterday at all. I don't think I did, but you folks continue to give, and our final number, remember our goal was $12,000, our final number, $18,100. We went over $18,000, and with the matching grant, that means you folks have provided over 6,000 Bibles to the persecuted church. Unbelievable. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Campaign is now over, finished, but I just wanted to give you the final number. I booted up my computer this morning, and I get a report every day from the folks at Bible League. In fact, I get a report of all the radio stations all over America. And I thought I would open it up. and it had increased again. So praise God. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your incredible, I started to say generosity. I want to thank you for your generosity. But more than that, I want to thank you for your love for God's word. I want to thank you for your love for God's word. Just incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Start the program with a sad story. Here's a headline from this morning. Columbus homicide rate taking toll on detectives and families. Here's the story. Columbus is on pace to set a record for homicides in 1 year. Police are using detectives from other units to help with investigations. A mother was shot inside her car Sunday night while her son was in the passenger seat. And it goes on talking about the horrible rise of homicides in Columbus, Ohio. And it looks like 2020 will set an all-time record for the number of murders, homicides, in Columbus, Ohio. Now, a lot of people are saying that the COVID-19 thing has a lot to do with it. I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. But it is a sad, sad statistic. And when I see that our mayor, I say our, I don't live in Columbus. And I think this is the first time I've ever said this. I am grateful that I don't live in the city of Columbus. I've been in Central Ohio now for like 44 or 45 years. I live in Westerville, but I don't have anything against Columbus. In fact, I've always loved Columbus. But I've watched a liberal left-wing Democrat mayor and liberal left-wing Democrat city council in a constant battle with the police, throwing the police under the bus, encouraging the residents of the city of Columbus to disrespect the people that are sworn to protect them. I think it's unconscionable what the current city administration has done. Now, I did a little research. I thought this was the case, but this morning I did a little research, and I did a little internet search. The 10 cities in America with the highest number of homicides. Okay? Just did a little search. 10 cities in America with the highest number of homicides. Guess what? Of the top 10, all have Democratic administrations. All of them. Now, I did this 2 or 3 years ago, and I think it was 9 out of 10. It is now 10 out of 10. The top 10 highest murder rate cities in the United States are all under Democratic control. Coincidence? Well, I'll let you determine that. I think, sadly, it is more than coincidence. And yet, the people of these cities continue to reelect these liberal left-wing politicians. And the murder rates, homicide rates continue to increase. Yeah, maybe it is just a coincidence. Yeah, I'll let you decide that. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And yes, it is Open Phone Friday. And because of that, from deep underground in Westerville, in his concrete steel reinforced bunker, we have Al in Westerville. How are you, Al?
I'm doing well, Bob. I'm poking my head out and looking around, and it's kind of, well, it's kind of a fall day. The leaves are bright and red, and they're falling down all over the place. So people are going to have to rake leaves.
So you can actually see the outside world from your bunker?
With the periscope.
I should have known that. I should have known you'd have a periscope.
Yes, always got to peek around.
All right, Al. Hey, what's on your mind today?
Well, you're talking about the election. Elections have consequences. And I am voting in the 3rd U.S. Congressional District. In fact, I've already voted. I am voting for Spike the Dog in the U.S. 3rd Congressional District to replace the current incumbent, Joyce Beatty, who I do know. I totally disagree with her because I refuse to vote for the Republican candidate whose name I will not mention, because he is another candidate who has not even bothered to campaign and do anything. And this is the second time in time. The last election, the Ohio GOP did the same thing. And if the boys are listening down at the State House, Mike, you let them know. They need to run candidates who will at least campaign against liberalism. Also, one other thing, I did look at the voter guide from the Family Research Council that you were talking about the other day. It's very well done, and it gives information on what the candidates think on issues that matter to evangelical Christians like myself and others who have a conservative bent.
Mm-hmm.
And I did vote for Mike Pence for vice president and Donald Trump for president because I refuse to see my country become a communist nation. I'm an old Cold Warrior. For 40 years, I've been part of it around the world here and in other places. But it's imperative that if you haven't voted, go down to your local Board of Elections and vote. If you can't do that, show up on Tuesday and vote.
You know, Al, you brought up something that I just, honestly, I don't understand. I really don't. And that is how the Republican Party in Ohio has so often conceded a race before the election was even held. For instance, the last mayoral election in Columbus, the Ohio Republican Party did nothing, absolutely nothing. And if there is a strong Democratic incumbent, they just kind of roll over and play dead. And the Republican Party is in control of all of the statewide offices, all of them. And yet on the local front, they just roll over and play dead. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it.
I think it comes down to the almighty dollar. And some political strategists, and there's a couple of them that I know, and you probably know some of them too, and I know they listen to your show, so I'm talking to them. No names mentioned. They know who I'm talking to. You need to get off your duffs. You need to find candidates who are willing to go and stand for values, conservative values, because that's what it comes down to.
Well, I mean, and the city of Columbus has a stellar history of some fine Republicans.
Yeah.
Reinhardt? Buck Reinhardt was
Greg
a little
Luchatka.
He was a little wacky, but he was a great mayor.
He was a great mayor. Greg Loschutka was very, he had a negative personality. He didn't have an outgoing person, but he did an excellent job as mayor. And then we look and see what has happened to the city of Columbus since Coleman was elected. I mean, look at what happened to downtown Columbus. Look at what happened to City Center, because Mayor Coleman refused to deal with the mobs that were running through City Center. And then the despicable job that Ginther has done, contrast that when the Republicans were in charge of Columbus, and there is no contrast, no comparison at all. There's contrast, but not comparison.
It comes down to no courage, and they go and they fold up like a cheap suit.
Yeah,
and they don't stand for anything. The only Democrat in Franklin County I have any respect for is Dallas Baldwin, our sheriff.
Yeah,
he's the only one that I have any respect for. I know the man personally, and I know his integrity. And I'm not going to speak for him. He can speak for himself. But if he was to run for mayor of Columbus, Ohio, I would campaign for him tomorrow.
Well, probably the only politician in Columbus that has the overwhelming respect of the community is Ron O'Brien, and he's a Republican.
Yeah.
And I think he will. I think he will be reelected easily. Over Tyak, but
no comparison.
You look at the condition of the city, and you just shake your head and say, "How can you reelect Democrats with their deplorable track record?" I honestly don't get it.
Yeah, and we had during the summer. Had the protests. We had the riots in downtown Columbus. Police officers I know who were injured there. They ended up busing in paid protesters. They caught them bringing in materials to do arson and vandalism.
I know.
And they're planning it again for next week, Bob.
Yeah. Hey, I may join you in your bunker, all right?
Okay.
All right, gotta go. Good talk
Bye.
To you, Al. All right, it's Open Phone Friday. 877 Bob Live. Quick break. We'll be back.